looking forward to the hockey season. The Leafs with a season that they've not had in a long time. That was last year. And now here they are entering a season where much is expected of them. How will they handle that? Darcy Tucker, former Leaf, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Doing great. How does a team with the expectations that the Leafs have go about their business in a different way when it comes to training camp? But this is a young team also. How do they handle themselves differently than a team that, let's say, was last year's team?
Well, I think, obviously, number one, they got pretty good leadership right from Brendan down. You know, I look at, you know, Mike Babcock and Lou Lamoriello. They're not going to let those guys get away with resting on their laurels. I think you have a young group there, and I think in their exit meetings, I'm probably pretty sure that they were told to make sure they come back in better shape than they were the year before. So, and I think young guys are just that way nowadays. You know, they're not going to take anything for granted. They're going to give everything they can to this season and see how it turns out.
Now, let's get a clerical issue out of the way, Darcy. Is Tucker Tuesdays continuing with Ben Ennis, or can we put a bid in? Because you came to prominence with a Brady and Walker show, and I'm still here now. How's this going to work? What are we doing?
I think Ennis has got that raccoon from his backyard going on Tuesdays instead of me. Now.
That's outrageous.
I know.
And God knows you're not, the time difference is too considerable for you to do Walker's show. And he's already disavowed. Like, it's like Walker was never here, never cared about the Leafs, hates them now. The guy just will go wherever the money is. He's a free agent that just chases dollars, really, at this point.
Well, I saw him tweet out that he's going to spend a lot of time in the rink there in Vancouver. Well, he didn't spend much time in the rink here.
He couldn't find it with a compass. Are you kidding? Yeah, exactly.
He called me for tickets all the time, and I didn't answer my phone.
That's the right thing to do. That's the definite right thing to do. I would say you'd probably agree. Expectations for this group will become a little bit different. You were part of a veteran Leaf group, and I know how, you know, we've talked about this before with Matt's leading the way and how trade deadline was. Like, you're hoping you don't get moved, and other guys are hoping they don't get moved. But the big names that got brought in, it obviously there was a price to be paid later with draft picks, right? But it's Hall of Famer after Hall of Famer, and Joe Nieuwendyk and Gary Roberts, and everybody did want to be here. Maybe that is beginning again with Patrick Marleau. Maybe that's where the dominoes start, right?
Well, and why wouldn't you? There's nothing like playing in the city of Toronto when you're having success. There's no other place in the world hockey-wise like it, in my opinion. You get the opportunity to be in front of the best fans in the world, play the game at one of the best facilities in the world, and you get to be around a group of guys that are willing and able to do whatever it takes to win hockey games. It's just an amazing feeling here in Toronto.
And that sort of thing is going to have to happen. I mean, once the three kids get their money, you are going to need some of the things that happened in Chicago. Guys went there, they thought they had an opportunity to win the Stanley Cup, and they took less money to get that chance.
Well, and why wouldn't you? If you're in a situation where you know, you can win and have a chance to win a Stanley Cup and be one of those guys, I'm telling you what, there'd be nothing in the world like winning a Stanley Cup in the city of Toronto. And those are the expectations moving forward from not only the fans but the media. But the players got to take it one step at a time. And it's like Brendan said, they made the first round of the playoffs last year. They lost the first round of the playoffs. They made the playoffs in Game 81. But the expectations have to rise. It's just part of the natural progression of being a good hockey club.
Now, I want you to take a little umbrage with what Brendan said. You probably hated the Red Wings as a player. How could you not? So when Brendan says, oh, guys, I looked it up, Darcy, they had a $77 million payroll the last year before the lockout, and then they had to swipe it down to 39, and he only played 1 year with the Red Wings as a cap team. I mean, you guys, as Leafs, you'd be low in Dallas or Colorado or Detroit would sign somebody, or the Devils, you'd be like, you got to be kidding me, right? They just had endless, you know, buckets of cash to buy players.
Yeah, but I think it's not just – I think it's the concept of it. When you look at a guy like Brett Hall or Luke Robitaille or guys that did take probably less money to go there to try to win a Stanley Cup, that's what he's talking about, building the culture of having that. You know, when you have a leader like Steve Yzerman, he picks up the phone and makes a phone call. You're hoping that the Leafs get to that point when one of those guys can pick up the phone and make a phone call and say, listen, this is a great place to play, and obviously we have a chance to win here, and would you come here to play on this hockey club? That's what you want to get to. You want to build that natural progression where guys want to be here.
Darcy Austin Matthews scored 40 goals at 18 years old. That's a very difficult thing to even do once. He's going to be expected to be better as a player in his second year?
Well, yeah, and that doesn't mean, you know, when I talk about this with other people, that doesn't mean goals and assists and points. That means that he has to actually have his game to a point where he's playing a great two-way game. I heard you guys talking about that Sidney Crosby is obviously one of the better two-way players in the world, and that's why you know, Pittsburgh can win Stanley Cups. Well, he's got to get to that that sort of thing in his career where he's one of the best two-way players in the world, and they can rely on him to be that each and every night and give his hockey club a chance to win by being that guy. So, you know, it's part of the progression. Maybe it's not 40 goals. Maybe it's 35 and you know, great two-way play. It doesn't make a difference to me as long as they're winning as a team and making that progression towards the Stanley Cup.
You mentioned how great it was when you were in your prime being a Leaf, and it's going to be that way. It started getting that way again now, and so many things are different. The younger fans, the younger fan base, because I think there's younger star players as opposed to veteran star players. But I'd ask you this: when things weren't going well, it's easy to get frustrated. And then when you were somewhere else, when you saw how they were kind of treating Matt Sundin, or how Brian Burke's trying to trade Thomas Cabrelle for 2 years, and how they pushed Brian McCabe out of here. You're friends with all these guys. You accomplished a lot of these guys. Did it take you time to get back to loving just the uniform again? You're there now, but even Daryl Sittler said, I mean, you can imagine what Daryl Sittler went through with Harold Ballard. Like, it took time for Daryl Sittler to embrace being an ex-Leaf again, right?
No, it didn't take me any time at all. I always considered myself a Toronto Maple Leaf. It was hard when I went to Colorado. It wasn't the easiest thing to happen to somebody. And yeah, was there a bit of time there where, you know, a few of us were jettisoned out of town? Yeah, but that's part of the business of hockey. It happens. You're not a kid forever, and you're not going to be young, and your career is going to go take you in different paths. But I've always considered myself a Toronto Maple Leaf. You know, it's just something that was great for me. I was here at the right time in my career. The fans and the team and the organization was looking for a player that played my style of game. And, you know, I enjoyed it. I really did. I think that anytime you can come to a city like Toronto and be part of that that culture and the culture of the city, we've entrenched ourselves here since we retired. My boys play minor hockey in the city here. You know, my daughter goes to university here. We're all Leafs fans, and we're part of the culture of the Toronto Maple Leafs.
That sounds awesome. Now, let me ask you quick about, we have about 45 seconds, about Matt Duchene. You played with him in Colorado. When you see, and you're getting to that, like, things change and relationships professionally change. When you look and go, I get if Matt is feeling a little ostracized. It looks like they've been trying to trade him for a year and a half. Like, he must be like, do you want me or not? I can lead if you want me to, but if you're using me as a trade chip, players can kind of resent that. They know it's a business, but at the end of the day, you want to feel wanted somewhere if you're him, right? You played with him.
Yeah, I'm torn because obviously I know Joe and have a pretty close relationship with Joe, but I also have a close relationship with Matt, and he's a good young kid. He loves the game of hockey, I'll tell you that. You know, he just loves playing the game, loves being part of a dressing room and being out on the ice and doing the thing. And I think he feels a little bit something because he was drafted there in third overall, and he was an Avalanche fan growing up as a kid. So I think it's probably sticking a little bit to him more than maybe other guys. It would happen to other guys. So I don't really know the situation per se, but at the end of the day, it's hard because I can see both sides of what's going on.
Mm-hmm. Great talking with you, Darcy. Should be a fun season to be a Leaf fan and to talk about him.
Amazing, guys. We'll talk throughout the year.
You guys, stay off that Vancouver station. There's no, your friends here, right? There's no, the Utica Comets, they got to fend for themselves, right?
Yeah, they're going to have to. I left the West a long time ago. I love it, but Andrew's part of history now for me.
Thanks, Darcy.
I love a good breakup. There good, go. Good.
Darcy, okay. Tucker.